Billy Kelleher, you have been commenting through Twitter now on this Industrial Emissions Directive. First of all, maybe before you give me your views on it, can you tell me what is that Industrial Emissions Directive?
Well, the Industrial Emissions Directive was established some years ago to ensure that large-scale plants, would have to come into compliance with certain environmental conditions. That was primarily talking about big manufacturing facilities and industrial facilities. That has been continually reviewed, and now they're talking about broadening the scope out quite substantially to bring in smaller industrial units. And that would include poultry farms, pig farms, but also dairy farms as well, over 150 livestock units. So it is a significant issue. I think that, you know, we have to be very conscious of the potential impact that that could have on family farms across Ireland and across Europe. So it is going through a review process, but the European Commission seem to be pushing for there to include dairy farms and other types of agricultural productivity in this emissions directive, and that could have a fundamental challenge for the industry in the years ahead.
What are the proposals for farms then?
Well, they're talking about, for example, when it comes to poultry, 10,000 broiler hens. When it comes to the pork industry and pigs, they're talking about a 500 sow unit. When they're talking about the dairy sector, they're talking about 150 livestock units, which is effectively 120 cows plus replacements. So that would be a lot of dairy farmers right across Ireland. So from our perspective, it is an issue of concern. We have to try and address it, because this could have a fundamental impact on the viability of farms. Most dairy farms have intergenerational transfer. So you have the parents living on the farm, working the farm, drawing a salary from the farm. And also you have the next generation coming in, living on the farm, working the farm, and also drawing a salary from the farm. And there is no way, with the new obligations that would be placed on dairy farms to comply with this Industrial Emissions Directive, that there would be any viability in farms of 120 cows. So it is a significant issue and one we must watch.
Because what would it mean if this directive came in for farmers with that number of livestock?
Well, there certainly would be very stringent regulations. There would be obligations for massive investment in farms across Ireland as well. So I think it would do two things. It could make farms unviable, or else it could discourage intergenerational transfer of farms, because they simply would not have the capacity to support two livelihoods if they had to stay just under the threshold of the Industrial Emissions Directive. In other words, it would force farms not to be able to expand enough to support that intergenerational dynamic.
What would their obligations be, though? What would it ask of them to be doing?
Well, certainly the issue around the Environmental Protection Agency, for example, would be part and parcel of the licensing process. At the moment, farms must comply with certain environmental conditions. They are primarily overseen by the local authority, but it would become more stringent, more difficult. There would be additional investment required to upgrade your facilities to the point where they would be compatible and compliant with the Industrial Emissions Directive. And the EPA would also be the ones that would probably doing the licensing of it. So it would require a large capital investment. The other issue that it may discourage is that small little bit of expansion that's required to keep that intergenerational transfer system going, where parents and a sibling coming to take over can both work, live and draw a wage from the farm itself. And that certainly is an issue that I think would have a profound impact on Irish agriculture.